From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner denied Monday that he has anything to do in any proper context with Russia leading up to the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President-elect's and the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort are also sharing information with another panel. That's the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he, the younger Trump and Manafort, met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow last June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. At least 35 people have been killed in a Taliban car bombing, with dozens more injured in the Afghan capital Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman, while confirming the casualties, explained that Obama rammed his explosives-laden vehicle into a minibus packed with civilian government workers in the western part of the city. The blast took place while the bus was passing through a crowded marketplace, inflicting casualties on shopkeepers and passers-by, according to eyewitnesses. In Pakistan, a suspected suicide bomber in the eastern city of Lahore has killed at least 26 people and wounded around 50 others. Monday's attack occurred in a busy marketplace where local administration workers were trying to remove illegal makeshift shops near government buildings. Citing security concerns, police were escorting the workers to deter protesters. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there's been enough talk but no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they've not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, also known as Obamacare, championed by former President Barack Obama.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
Mr. Trump tore into Obamacare's with fresh intensity, calling it government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that wreaked havoc on American families. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Venezuelans scrambled to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, said Monday that the test of the military's terminal high-altitude area defense in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said the test is a routine measure to make sure the system is ready. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around a mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The envoy talked to reporters following closed-door discussions with UN Security Council members.
I ask member states to use their influence with all sides in order to encourage them to de-escalate and to ensure that while security is provided for worshippers and visitors to the holy sites in Jerusalem, the status quo that has been established since 1967 is preserved for all.
Envoy Nikolai Mladenov says the tensions have risen over the past few weeks between Israelis and Palestinians after Israel installed metal detectors and security cameras at the hotel holy site after two Israeli policemen were shot to death there by three Palestinian workers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.